Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Common Sense Club. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here in for Leon Francis. Leon is making his way to Bismarck for the Converge on the Capitol. He's going to check in with us and tell us what that's all about here momentarily. We'll talk with some of the other leaders in that group. Of course, we'll also hear from the Golden Girls today on the program. The big national, or really international, controversy is the president refusing to send anyone or even himself to that amazing show of unity and in France over the weekend. Front of the Daily News, you let the world down. Man, the president's really getting pounded on this thing. I have to admit to you, I'm really growing weary of this president, this administration, their decisions, and it's almost like, you know, I've refused to take the bait. I don't know. They're impossible. But anyway, a lot of people are really upset about this. Are you? I want to talk a little bit about that. How about the Bison over the weekend? Wow! First chance I've had to take to the airwaves since the game, and came home with a mob of fans yesterday on one of the direct flights from Dallas to Fargo. That was nothing short of incredible. And really, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, it just is, you know, I mean, that was just good football. That was good entertainment. That was good everything. What did you make of that? Come from behind to win their fourth consecutive national championship. Carson Wentz was nothing short of just extraordinary. That was pretty amazing. Absolutely pretty amazing. A couple of things we're watching in the legislature. There's a new trafficking law that's being bandied about, which would bring about more funding for enforcement. Common Core remains in the crosshairs. We're going to chat later today with State Representative Jim Casper, Republican from Fargo, has a plan to scrap Common Core in North Dakota. I'm going to talk with him about that. Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investors Services has an idea where oil prices are going to land for 2015. Testified before Finance and Tax Committee or in the House last week. We're going to check in with him because that remains a big story. I was just reading over the bill that Ole Larson has proposed, a Republican from Minot in the Senate, that would deposit $5,000 into an account for every child born in North Dakota to North Dakota parents. And Bank of North Dakota would hold on to it until the child goes to college, and then it goes to the college, or they get the funds when they're 20. What do you think of that idea? Concealed carry also back on the table being discussed. So some things to dig in there. And speaking of the legislature, Converge on the Capitol is happening today. Leon Francis is here, actually behind the wheel, making his way to Bismarck, where he's going to participate in this event today. What's it all about, Leon? Tell us what you're up to.
Oh, man, this is an awesome group of grassroots organizations, and we're uniting to influence the direction of our state. Now, the purpose of Conversion to Capital is to empower the citizen activists and give them a voice in the legislative process. We're going to teach them and kind of train a bunch of citizen lobbyists, you know, to speak for the good folks in North Dakota. And that's, in a nutshell, that's what it's all about.
And, by the way, if there's any other folks that are headed that way that are participating, I'd love to hear from you at 855-200-1776 on what you hope to accomplish out of this. What do you want to have happen? What's the goal of the event? What will make it a success, Leon?
Well, to make it a success, obviously the we want to fill the venue to capacity, and then we want to turn out folks that will watch the bill. And we have a couple of bills that we are keeping our eye on, as a matter of fact. and to just have folks get involved in the legislative process. We're going to meet some of the legislators. We're going to talk to them. We're going to just kind of put a little easy pressure on them, you know, to stay right. Keep this ship pointed in the right direction. That's the thing that we're going for.
Is there any particular issue, legislation that has the group's attention unanimously? Any particular? Is it taxation? Is it spending? Is it Common Core? Any particular issues that are key to your group?
Oh, Common Core, by far, in a way, is huge. We want to talk about stopping the federal government taking over our local government through taxation and money, you know, that sort of thing. How to stop bad government. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about important bills to watch. Common Core is like the central theme of our entire process here, our entire group here. And we're going to have Joy Pullman on. She taught middle school. She is an awesome, awesome activist for parents and even for educators that don't want Common Core. She is the most articulate person I've ever spoken to on the issue of Common Core. So we're going to talk about that today, too. And we have our own proposed legislation that we're going to try to get to the legislators and then try to get sponsorship and that sort of thing. We're going to teach people how to do that, how to get in contact with their legislator, get a sponsorship for bills that they want to propose, and just give them a little insight to the legislative process.
Do I understand correctly you're delivering some petitions today, too?
Oh, absolutely. And Charlene Nelson, later on, she'll be able to give you a better handle on that. She is the guru when it comes to that sort of thing. So, yeah, Charlene Nelson, a lot of great folks in this group. We got about 10 folks in our core group, along with folks like Leah Peterson and Charlene Nelson and just a ton of good folks. And we're going to have a good rally today, I believe. Andrea Tolman is going to be there. Just tons and tons of good people. And we do have bills that we are going to be bringing to the floor today with sponsorship.
And by the way, there's a website if you want to follow all this, convergeonthecapitol.com. And from 10 to 11, they got to organize and get registered and get everybody ready to roll. And then some speakers from 11 to 12:45 start delivering those petitions about 12:45. And then the actual floor session begins at 1. So you're going to soak all that in, right?
Oh, yeah. It's, man, and people that know me or listen to the show, the Common Sense Club, they know I love politics. And this is politics where it is the sweetest, right, where you can affect change. I talked to a friend of mine, and I asked her, you know, why don't you run to become a legislator, or why don't you run to become, you know, a senator or a congressman, a woman? And she says, I love this side of politics because if I'm a legislator, I have one vote. It's just me, my one voice. But as a citizen activist, I can go out and I can influence multiple votes just by being who I am and representing the citizen. And I love that response, and that's what we're attempting to do today. Get the people involved in their politics at the local level where it is the sweetest, and they can affect the most change.
Yeah, there's not there, and you know, I got to tell you that having spent a lot of time at the legislature, it is a friendly place to citizens. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in fact, you know, it's almost you detect sometimes that folks that are not regulars there, that are not the lobbyists, or sort of the people that are constantly watching the legislative session, stick out a little bit, and our you know, legislators go out of their way to say, you know, why are you here? Glad you're here. Thank you. That you mean. Legislators work hard and don't get a lot of attention outside the usual suspects. You know, a handful of reporters and
right.
A group of regular lobbyists. So they genuinely, in my opinion, like citizen interaction. So I'm glad you guys are going. I think it'll be well received.
And something else I want the listeners to understand: our guys and gals, they're not like hoity-toity folks. They They have a computer in a cubicle on the floor, basically. That's it. They don't have this big fancy office with the cherry wood desk and, you know, the multiple staffers to go bring them Starbucks and that sort of thing. They are the folks right from your community that are going up there to enact legislation that represents you. And I love it. They're so approachable. You can walk right up to them and talk to them, buy them a cup of coffee, say, hey, this is what's on my mind, and they're receptive to that. So I love that aspect of North Dakota politics. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely, you're right. I mean, it's very different in North Dakota. There's a lot of legislators have staff, have offices. It's none of that. It's true citizen legislators, and of course, Convergence on the Capitol is really about citizens, you know, going there to interact with their government. So this is great. ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com for a full schedule. The petitions are still open, too, so you can check those out and sign them. All right, Leon, we'll check in bottom of the hour. Also going to chat with Charlene Nelson more about today's event in Bismarck. Thanks. The Golden Girls when we come back on the big international controversy of the day, this rally in France. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnan. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for, you'll get the best price, and you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, you got Scott Hinnan in the Common Sense Club today, and what's on your mind? Back from Frisco, Texas, after nothing short of football magic for the NDSU Bison. By the way, quick shout-out to our sponsors. You know, an endeavor like that is spendy, obviously, and not easy, but we really appreciate all the support we had from some of our fine sponsors, including First International Bank and Trust, and there are 22 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. We had the First International Bank and Trust Studios right there at the Marriott and Toyota Stadium on Saturday, and it was a lot of fun, so appreciate them bringing us bringing you our special broadcast. Our friends at United Prairie Co-op in Newtown, growing for tomorrow by supplying today's customer and giving back to the communities they serve up there in Newtown. They do good work. UnitedPrairie.coop. You want to find out more about them. Gates Manufacturing, Mike and Pat Gates back in the 70s on their family farm, started building equipment that farmers started noticing, and they said, hey, you know what? I want one of those. And the rest is history, as they say. They're a larger company now, but still develop and test the products in their own backyards right there on the farms. Tracy's Market and Jason's Superfoods, that all-new expanded location coming to Newtown. Of course, they're in Leeds, they're in Mohall. They are in Pheasant and Maddock. And just good folks. Appreciate them very much as well. And a few others we'll mention as we go throughout the day, but appreciate that very much. A lot of glow from that fourth national championship down there in Texas. There'll be another big game there tonight. The Ducks and the Buckeyes. All right. Let's see. Ellen Radner is AWOL, but Blanquita Cullum is here. I know why Ellen's AWOL, BQ. You know why? Yeah. She doesn't want to have to defend the president being AWOL in France. So she went AWOL today.
Would you want that hard duty? All the Democrats I know are pretty unhappy that he didn't have the gravitas to at least send someone of stature to that. I mean, he's going to – they who was advising him, you wonder? Was it, you know, Bill Ayers? Who – Valerie Jarrett? These people don't have a clue. They'll go down to Ferguson. They'll, you know, watch football games and play golf, but they won't attend something as important as the gathering in France. It was pretty disappointing.
Yeah, what do you think the deal is? What is the real reason that the president wasn't there, in your view?
I don't know. I don't know whether it was fear that was instilled in him by the Secret Service, whether, you know, it was a quibbling, as Kerry mentioned, whether they just didn't think it was important enough, or I don't have a clue, but politically, this just not only hurts him, it hurts every Democrat. I think the French and others around the world understand that the American people don't feel that way, because I think the word is getting around that there's a separation of opinion on this president. And I was embarrassed, as many Americans were.
Okay, Ellen is no longer AWOL. She's here. We thought maybe you were AWOL, Ellen, because you didn't want to have to defend the president being AWOL in France.
There's no defense, honestly. And I understand why, for security reasons, maybe he didn't make it.
Lame.
How about the vice president? How about Michelle Obama? How about even Secretary of State John Kerry, who speaks French, grew up partially in France, speaks it fluently? I mean, honestly...
No, this was intentional. So, and what is amazing, and BQ just said this, the left is really upset about this. So this isn't a typical, you know, attack from the president's usual critics. So this is his own folks who are upset. Why, Ellen? Why do you think? You know, don't give me the lame excuses like security, because as you say, somebody else could go. Is it this lead from behind business? Is it laziness?
If
I
would write a book or an article and I'd be worth a lot of money. I don't know. I'm just shock. Like even the Daily News is in shock. We're all in shock, honestly. As Victoria Jones says today, the press briefing is going to be a bloodbath, and it is.
Yeah.
Be a fly on the wall. Thank goodness that Talk Radio News Service is going to be there.
What is
we
the,
will be.
What's the fallout from this? BQ, you first. I mean, does this...
I think if the Republican candidates are smart, they're going to keep their mouths shut. You know, at this point, you just, when somebody is this stupid, you just hold their coat and let them go. And then I believe, as I've told Ellen, I think you're going to see a much more conservative candidate emerge and be successful, because if they get a strategy and they have a plan, it'll be someone other than a Bush. I believe it. And I told Ellen, I think it would be Ted Cruz.
Well, this is my question. Would George Bush, W. Bush, have gone? You know, he was no great friend of the French. And would Jeb Bush have gone? And it'd be interesting to see if they make a statement. Now, I agree with Blanquita. It makes sense for them to let the president go out in the wind here and not say anything.
Yeah, I don't know, Ellen. I think after what happened at 9/11, certainly the President Bush would have sent someone of a high-ranking nature. When you have Abbas and you have Netanyahu and you have others who are there, I think that certainly they had a lot of security. You can't think that the Mossad's going to let Netanyahu go out there without protection, but he went. So I think that says a lot.
Well, the security thing seems to me totally lame. That's like we're caught. We're getting blowback, so we got to invent something here. I mean, even Eric Holder's there. He's there for something else
But he didn't show up.
I know. Why?
And
I mean, that's why I say this.
The French ambassador from the United States is so far back that even the press can't identify her. And you've got guys like Jake Tapper from CNN saying that he was ashamed for America.
It's not pretty.
That's all I can say, Scotty. It's not pretty.
Is anybody defending this, Ellen? Any of the president's allies?
Not that I know. I mean, maybe, but it's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, this hurts him for the next 2 years, and I don't think that you can discount that. It's not something that you can easily come back on, and especially if he's going to make disastrous decisions that make him look like he's an imperial president. It's going to hurt him. And he's also not going to have the quick response from a lot of the allies. I'll be surprised if everybody shows up when he determines to have his global terrorism summit here.
Yeah, I really have a hard time believing it's anything other than calculated, intentional, thought out, we're not going. Otherwise, you would send someone and designate someone and explain.
But why?
Why they're going.
What's the benefit?
I don't know. I don't think there's a benefit. I think there's
somebody in the Middle East. Is he somebody in the Middle East saying to him, "We're advising you not to attend that. You'll insult people that we are close."
No, I don't think of that. I think they would use security as their.
They might use it, but what's the real thing?
Who knows? We'll find out 20 years from now when somebody writes a book.
I'm with BQ.
I bet it was worried about offending, some side or another. Amazing. Interesting take from Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum. Thank you both very much. The Converge on the Capitol event that Leon Francis is at. We'll check in with one of the leaders of the group, Charlene Nelson, when we come back. Counting down on Monday. Don't go away, folks. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on this at 855-200-1776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
President Obama decided the U.S. should not participate in that historic rally against terrorism, that unity rally in France. What you got to do? You got to just try and put the pieces of the puzzle together here. I got a question up on Facebook. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about this bill that would give $5,000 to every child born in North Dakota. Good use of our tax dollars. We're batting about 500 on that now on the website. Shelley says not. Normal says, yeah, I was born in North Dakota. Send the money. He wants it, after the fact. Carla says, good idea. I'm guessing the majority of the ones who would receive this are already collecting. Horrible idea. And Tim says, no, not a good idea. So I guess not going over so well so far. Welcome your take on it. Charlene Nelson and a group of patriots are headed for the state capitol today to participate in convergence on the capitol. You heard from Leon Francis earlier, who will be participating in that event. And now Charlene is here to tell us a little bit about it. Charlene, how you doing?
Hi. Well, I'm on my way to Bismarck. I'll be there in about a half an hour, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the people that are going to be joining us at Converge on the Capitol.
This is true grassroots citizen participation at work, and you've been obviously rallying folks for some time. How many people do you expect today, and what do you want to accomplish out of this, Charlie?
Well, we're expecting between 200 and 300 people, just kind of based on previous participation in this. And, you know, our goal is, first of all, to tell those who are coming that the power is in their hands, to change the future of our state government, to influence what happens during this legislative session. And then we also, want to put our legislators on notice that there are hundreds of people around the state that are watching very carefully what it is they're going to be doing with our money during this session.
By the way, there is a program from 11 to 12:45. And then they'll be delivering some of the petitions. I want to ask you about these petitions in a moment here. And then legislators began the session this afternoon at 1, so folks will be able to take that in, which is something every North Dakotan ought to do, to see your government at work.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I was telling Leon earlier, my sense is legislators like this. They welcome new faces and citizens to recognize what they're doing. I mean, it isn't like you're going there in a hostile environment. You're going there with people recognizing they work for you. Would you agree, Charlene?
Exactly, exactly. And we want the citizens to feel comfortable that they know how to be involved, that they know what the process is for participating in the hearings and in the, you know, session itself. Because this really does need to be, you know, a citizen-led legislature.
Now, there's some petitions that you're delivering. Tell us about what petitions you got, what message you want the legislators to receive today, and obviously if you've got petitions, that's part of your message, right?
Right. Well, if you go to our website, convergeonthecapitol.com, we have on the right-hand side of the page several petitions that people can sign, and they're the issues that we think are the most important during this session. The first, of course, is Common Core. You know, there's already hundreds of parents around the state who have expressed concern about Common Core and its impact on our education system. The second one that we think is just as important is to remove all federal funding of education here in North Dakota. A lot of people think, you know, oh, if you take away the federal money, our schools are going to fall apart. Not so. Most school districts, it's less than 4% of their school budget. Some school districts, it's only 1%. Now, Fargo's a little bit more. Fargo's is almost 6%. But even so, 6% of their budget comes from federal sources. And yet, look at how much the federal government demands of us in exchange for that 6%. And we think it's time for North Dakota to be independent and free of those federal entanglements.
Go ahead. Yeah, tell me the others.
Okay, well, another petition that we think is really important is to restore the separation of powers, and that we should no longer allow state agencies, government agencies, to introduce their own legislation. Already there are several bills that the legislators are hearing that are just absolutely terrible, terrible bills. And the only reason they got introduced is because agencies can put their own bills in without a legislative sponsor, and we think that that needs to stop. We also have a bill addressing the EPA, a petition to address, controlling the EPA at the state level. And then the last one, I believe, is on drone surveillance, using drones on citizens, and what kind of limitations there should be on that. So I really encourage, even if you can't come to Converge on the Capitol, go to the website and sign those petitions. Because that's just another really good way to make your voice heard at the legislature.
We're going to chat on the program later today with Jim Casper, who has been leading the fight in the House against Common Core. Many legislators have said this is going to be a hot issue all session long. What's your sense of the momentum on bringing attention to the flaws in Common Core? I mean, you sense this is a... you're going to have more folks with you than against you on Common Core when it comes to legislators, Charlene?
I think so, and I think that common sense will prevail. There's actually three separate issues when we're looking at Common Core. The first is Common Core itself, and just getting out of that required testing, the Smarter Balance testing or assessment consortium. But the second one is that the second issue is privacy. That the data and the information that they're collecting on our children needs to remain in North Dakota and needs to be kept safe and secure from all kinds of, invasions of privacy, either, by giving information to businesses, for marketing purposes, or just even security, getting computers hacked into. And then the third issue is setting up our own standards. We can withdraw from the testing and withdraw from all the Common Core stuff, but North Dakota really does need to set some good standards for ourselves, independent of what the rest of the country is doing. So I'm looking forward to Jim Casper's bill, but I'm also looking forward to the other bills that will address, data privacy for the kids, and that will also address setting some new and good standards for our kids.
By the way, they have, as I mentioned earlier, there's some speakers that will be participating in the event, and you have a national expert on Common Core research fellow at the Heartland Institute on Education Policy, Joy Pullman, that will be here today. Will she also be meeting with some legislators to inform them about this issue?
Yes. She's going to be speaking. Joy Pullman from the Heartland Institute will be speaking to our Converge on the Capitol event, but then later in the afternoon, she will be doing a meet and greet with legislators and be answering any questions they might have, giving them the information and the tools that they need to make the right decisions regarding Common Core.
All right, and the events again, the registration, coffee, donuts, 10 to 11, getting organized, and then 11 to 12:45, the speakers, and then get the petitions out, and then just participate and watch the floor session as it begins. And if there's anybody.
And we're also offering tours. We're giving tours of everything you need to know to come and testify at committee hearings. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of good information for everybody.
Fantastic. Well, appreciate you organizing this, getting folks to the state capitol. It's important. And thanks for checking in with us today. Hope you have a successful day there, Charlene, okay?
Thank you, Scott.
ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com is the website if you're unable to join them there today in Bismarck and want to participate in that way. Not a bad idea. Governor John Hoeven, he's not governor anymore, Scott. Senator John Hoeven was on the Fox News Sunday program yesterday talking about the Keystone XL pipeline and what will happen this week in the United States Congress. And Fox News Channel has a little report on that. If you want to listen in on that, you can hear a clip from the Senator Hoeven yesterday.
Yeah. You have Oregon.
Three guesses where Bill Hemmer will be tonight.
Well, Oregon's a 7-point favorite.
Okay.
But I'm going with my Buckeyes.
I'm
going
to go with your Buckeyes.
They aren't talking bison now. They're bison Redbirds. They're talking about tonight's big matchup.
The Patriots over the weekend, which you barely made a mention of in that.
Mm-hmm. And
I thought, nobody doesn't like
Well, Paul Ryan's all jacked up today because Green Bay's still playing. And Chris Christie, he was the talisman for the Cowboys.
Scott Walker was also very excited. And
I think they're getting to this, trust me.
The Magic did not help the Cowboys yesterday.
They were all there.
They were all there, absolutely, once again. All right, how about this over the weekend? Panic on the ski slopes. Cell phone video showing a boy holding on for dear life as he dangles from a ski lift and then plummets to the powder.
Also, with a veto threat lingering over the Keystone Pipeline project, Congress still moving full steam ahead. Has the White House now run out of excuses to build it?
We go back to the merits. It's about energy. It's about jobs. It's about economic growth. Increases GDP $3.4 billion. And it's about national security by achieving energy security. Look, you've got an overwhelming majority of the public that wants this done.
I was single.
Senator John Hoeven yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Finally got to it. Wanted you to make sure you heard that. And we also have a lot of glow left over from the green and gold in the big weekend. Had a great time down there. A lot of folks, man, alive. It was a lot of jokes about renaming Frisco Fargo South because it was a sea of North Dakotans. And again, I want to thank our fine sponsors that helped make our broadcast possible. We, of course, did not only What's on Your Mind from there and checked in during this hour of the Common Sense with Steve Hallstrom and Steve Sports Saturday on Saturday as well, and appreciate it. Our sponsors include, by the way, from the First International Bank and Trust Studios, New Leaf Hospitality. Those are the folks that have Teddy's Residential Suites and also the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. There's two locations in Watford City. There's one now in Newtown, another being built, and others in the Bakken that are coming. Really encourage folks, if you haven't been out to see what's happening in the Bakken from the east, get out west and check it out. And for those of you in the area, there's a great. Those are among the finest accommodations you'll find in any community nationwide, and they're right there in the middle of the oil patch. It's a great spot. Allied Ag, D, Bar, P, Bumpers, Bobcat, Ameripride, Walwork Truck Center, and Gate City Bank as well. Thanks to our fine sponsors. More coming up. Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Top of the hour, by the way, National Weather Service says expect some more cold, especially if you're in a good chunk of northwest Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. Looks like Towner, Cavalier, Pembina, Benson, Ramsey, Eastern Walsh, Eddy, Nelson, Grand Forks, Griggs, Steel Trail, Barnes, Cass, Ransom, Sargent, Richland, and Western Walsh are all in on this. But again, eastern North Dakota, west central northwest Minnesota. Today and tonight, hazardous wind chills until mid to late morning, then again possibly tonight. And then tomorrow through Sunday, hazardous wind chills possible Tuesday morning. So it's cold. It is cold. two ways around that. But we're, you know, I don't know if that's anything new, right? Another issue in the on the legislative side of things that is going to come up this week in the legislature, Scott Lauser, a Republican from Minot, is going to be filing a bill that would extend the moratorium on a new nickname at the University of North Dakota. He's basically saying no harm's been brought to the school by not having a nickname. And so let's just extend this. Just changes the date on the current moratorium from January 1, 2015 to July 1, 2017. What do you think of that? Now, meanwhile, they have committees to decide what committees will decide it. They're spending a lot of money, so this would just say some a little more of a cooling off period. The legislature is the first one to put in the this, you know, what they're extending here. So curious what you think about that, too. Put that up on our Facebook page. Why do you think President Obama decided the U.S. should not participate in the historic unity rally in France? Kenny says the march was for world leaders. Obama was not qualified. Maybe next time. I don't think that's why he decided not to go. Here's the deal. This is just too big of a deal to think it was like a, you know, a screw up. Or some lame excuse like security or whatever. This was intentional. I'm trying to understand why. And I have to think it's for fear of offending someone, which is really odd because of how many things the president has chose to participate in. Right? Like to go down to Ferguson, Missouri, or weigh in on the Trayvon Martin case, or, you know, in other words, he doesn't hesitate to insert himself in things. So I'm trying to understand. Fred says the French prime minister recently said his nation is at war with radical Islam. Since those words are taboo in the Obama administration, a case can be made that President Obama didn't want to send any high-ranking officials to the rally because he doesn't agree that the free world or the U.S. should be at war with radical Islam. Good answers. And the $5,000 for every child born in North Dakota idea, not going over well on their Facebook page so far. Jason says, maybe the state could use that money to build lakes. That way people from North Dakota stay in their own state rather than go to the lakes, rather than leeching off Minnesota. Right? Build lakes. Weigh in at Facebook, folks, or give us a ring at 855-200-1776. Three questions on the table. Should the delay on a replacement name at UND continue? What do you think of the idea of $5,000 being given to every child born in North Dakota? They don't get it till they go to college or till they turn 20. And then the other question we have is this big international story. What could possibly be the reason that President Obama chose to opt out, not participate in this unity rally in France, either himself or by sending anyone? What's going on there? Scott Hannon in for Leon Francis in this hour of the Common Sense Club, who is approaching Bismarck for the convergence on the Capitol. We talked to Charlene, got the scoop on the petitions and the plan for the day. Leon, anything else you want to add? Leon's back with us about Bismarck city limits by now, I imagine, right?
Pretty close. I just wanted to say again, the convergeonthecapitol.com, convergeonthecapitol.com. Go in there. Sign the petition. I'm positive with our listening audience, you're going to find something on there you want to support. So I encourage you guys to go out at convergeonthecapitol.com if you can't make it. Now, if you can make it, we have a ton of great stuff that's going on. We're going to have a tour of the Capitol. We're going to focus on the places and things you need to know to participate in the hearing. Anybody that comes there is going to get buttons and stickers and T-shirts. So you're going to receive a free citizen activist handbook. This booklet will have all the contact info on all of the legislators. So if there is a piece of legislation that trips your trailer, floats your boat, keeps desperate and you just want to talk to somebody about it, this is the way to do it. You'll get this handbook, and you will be able to pick up the phone and talk to your legislator and say, hey, this is the way I feel.
Perfect.
My friend starts immediately.
Yeah. Good resource. Convergence on the ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com. Check it out. Leon, thanks. Have fun. And a full report tomorrow from Leon and the Common Sense Club. 16 below in Fargo right now, and it's going to be cold today. By the way, we're going to warm up later in the week. 25 Wednesday, 30 on Saturday, so not bad at all. 17 below in Tioga right now. The warm-up coming Wednesday there, 2:30 out there by Wednesday. So a couple of cold days, but we'll warm up as we get closer, okay? What's on your mind is next. Call us, 855-200-1776.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.